Start with reports of terrorist attacks in northern Africa and northern Europe. In the nation of Egypt Sunday, bombings at two Coptic Christian churches killed at least 43 people. The first blast took place during a service at St. George's Church in the city of Tanta. Egypt's state TV said a bomb was placed under a seat in the main prayer hall. And afterward, outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in the city of Alexandria, a suicide bomber set off explosives after police reportedly stopped the attacker from entering the church. More than 100 people were wounded in the two attacks. They took place on Palm Sunday. It's the Sunday before Easter and marks the beginning of Holy Week for the world's Christians. The Coptic Orthodox Church was established by the Apostle Mark in the 1st century AD, according to the church's history. Coptic Christians are a religious minority in Egypt. They make up about 10% of the country's population, and they've been targeted repeatedly in recent years, often by Islamic militants. The terrorist group ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, said it was responsible for Sunday's bombings. Condemnations of the attacks, condolences for the victims, and support for Egypt's government came in from political and religious leaders worldwide. Meanwhile, police in Sweden say a man suspected of participating in a terrorist attack there had shown sympathy to extremist groups, including ISIS. Another suspect has also been arrested. On Friday, a delivery truck was driven into a department store in the Swedish capital of Stockholm. Four people were killed in that attack, and some of the 15 people injured were in critical condition as of last night. Thousands gathered on Sunday to remember the victims.